106.5 WKDZ. Daddy said no. Tess said yes. I mean, it sounds good. Come on now. It is Ag Week, and we're celebrating this week in a big way. Normally, Alan Watts gets to come out and play, but I got to come out and play instead today. So I do want to say hi to Alan because we do miss him. But I'm not hating on it at all. I'm liking this whole Ag Tour.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you're having a good time. And, you know, we want to wish Alan the best as well. We've known him here for a number of years, and we enjoy him. But you know what? You've been very enjoyable here as well today. So thank you very much.
I'm telling you, if I knew he was having this much fun without me, I'd be chasing him around before.
Well, it's the company that you keep, right?
Right? I think so. Best Way Ag is the company I'm keeping right now. And I was taking a gander, and I love the fact that, and I told you, even your beginner, that you can strap onto a four-wheeler and go and do the thing, right? That used to be over $500. And now you've got it for, what, $79?
Yeah, we have, it's just a basic 15-gallon, 1 gallon per minute spot sprayer. You can come up and buy for basically pocket change.
That makes it affordable for anybody that's got a decent backyard or even the front yard that they want to keep up. Because you've even got, okay, so if you take a step up, you've got this low boy that's on wheels for like $179.
I believe that one's a little more.
Is it more? Is it $379?
Yeah,
okay, I messed up the price.
I was like,
all right.
Here.
Maybe they missed. I gave him a panic attack, Heather. No, they, Alan, they missed you. But there, I mean, for just what, under $400, you're talking about something that really does the work for you.
Absolutely. It's perfect for your little lawn and garden type situation.
Yeah.
You can pull it behind your little MTD style mower. It doesn't have to be a big lawn tractor or anything like that. Just a Troy built or a Cub Cadet or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't have to be a big 3-point hitch situation. And you take one step above that, and it's got the booms that come out. And then you're doing a little more, you know, you're projecting a little farther. You're getting a little more mileage out of that. So when you do that, that's still under $500.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I say. We cater to all sizes of operations here.
See, I love that. So then you do take a step up, and then now you're working for, you know, the farms and the homesteaders and the hobby farms, too. Because, by the way, you know, you may only have 10 acres, but that doesn't mean you're not a farmer. I mean, you can be a farmer on an acre or less, but it does make it where taking care of your barn and the pond and everything else a little easier.
Absolutely. And, you know, while we're talking about the farmers here, we've seen a lot of you be going down the road here today. We just want to take a moment here during Ag Week and just thank you for what you do. You're the reason we're here. We're here to support you. So thank you very much.
Well, and safety. I can't even, man, put those glasses, those goggles on, do the thing. And nobody's looking. It doesn't make you uncool, but it does make you where you can see next week.
Absolutely. And we got to keep that vision. That's for sure.
Right. I love that because there's all kinds of safety stuff that goes along with it, but if you take the time, man, oh, man, all of this stuff is open to you. And there's been a lot of advancements in the last few years. Drones, we were talking about just a few minutes ago, and I got to see one in action by accident, and it's the coolest thing.
It is definitely cool, and it doesn't matter how many times that we see them here or our team operates them. Whenever you hear those little startup tones, you kind of get the hair stands up on the back of your neck. It's exciting.
Well, and in used to, it was, you know, there was one way to do it. And now, I think as advancements go by, we wouldn't think about, like you were talking about the FAA a while ago, you couldn't believe that. That had to be, like, kind of weird the first time you had to put that in the middle of the conversation.
It is. It's just sort of just changing the way that you think about things a little bit. But the FAA, they do have their specific rules and regulations that if you're going to operate a drone that you need to follow. You want to make sure that you're legal in all aspects. That's one thing that we always stress right here is that you want to make sure that you're operating within the law. And, you know, you said that there used to be only one way to do things. And I'll tell you right now, there's still only one way to do things. That's the best way.
I like that. Just do it the best way the first time, right? So drones used to be scary, but that doesn't mean you have to be some scientist to run a drone. I mean, the average person can learn very easily how to do that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, people think that flying a drone is difficult, and it's really not. Caveat there, depending upon what class of drone you're talking
right.
about. But the sprayer drones and your thermal drones and things like that, they have such sophisticated software that they're taking a lot of the more difficult aspects of flying out of it for you. So in just a few minutes, we can have you operating a drone on a basic level. And then from that point in time, it's just how much stick time do you have on it. As you spend more time flying it, you're going to become more comfortable and you're going to become more proficient. But just the learning capabilities of the drones themselves, they really shorten that learning curve.
In a lot of ways, you could probably learn to fly a drone almost faster than you can get that truck out of the mud that's stuck there in that hole you didn't see in the middle of the field when you went out there to check.
That's probably a pretty fair analogy, yes.
<You're right. laughs> And that's the first time, and then the drone will help you keep from doing it again, right?
Well, that's the principle, but let's the goal, but we know you're always going to find those little unseen mud holes, and probably intentionally occasionally as well.
Could help you find the wayward cow. I mean, you never know.
Absolutely
could.
Absolutely. The thermal drones are very, very useful for that, for finding your lost cattle.
Well, and if they're like mine, it's probably going to happen from time to time. So when you go through the sprayer, start thinking about it. If you want to save some money, there's an option right down the road, right here in Hopkinsville. So you're right off Eagle Way, very easy to find you.
Absolutely. Like we tell everybody, if you know where H&R AgriPower is, you know where we're at.
So look for the big tractors and look for the sprayers, and then whoop on in here at Best Way Ag, and you're going to be, what are your hours?
We're open every morning from starting at 7 a.m., and we're open through 5 p.m. We are on Saturday hours now, so if you want to come in during what we call our busy season, which is the peak time of the year, you know, we're in right now, that'll be from 7 a.m. to noon.
I love that they're open on Saturdays, because there's a lot of work that has to happen on Saturday when a lot of us work through the week, right? So come on out and see them. Best Way, just do it the best way the first time. That's what my daddy always said. We're live on 106.5 WKDZ.